as though of quite a distinguished analyst in Berlin, who said at the time that sometimes months passed in which he wasn't saying a word. So that was definitely an attitude which I don't think was shared neither by Freud nor by Abraham. I have good reasons to think it wasn't shared by Freud either, and I definitely know it was not shared by Abraham. But if I compare the interpretations of today with the interpretations given even at the time by Abraham, there are much more interpretations given, and much more. What is most important is they go deeper. They establish the connections more with the unconscious.